A judge has denied the Democrats' request to speed up Trump tax returns in a lawsuit. It's not going to happen. The federal judge in D.C. yesterday rejected House Democrats' efforts to speed up their lawsuit over the request for President Trump's federal tax returns. It may be appropriate to expedite this matter at some point, but not now, said Judge Trevor McFadden. That's a Trump appointee, by the way. Made that clear in a 7-page memorandum. The House Ways and Means Committee last month filed a lawsuit to get a court to order the Treasury Department and IRS to comply with its requests and subpoenas for 6 years of Trump's personal and business tax returns. Now, earlier this month, the committee filed a motion for summary judgment, asking McFadden to direct the administration to provide it with the requested tax returns. And the committee asked McFadden to expedite the case. It's apparently not going to happen. You know, all this legal questioning. Check something else here. I want to go back to Steve Doolin joining us. Of course, it's Friday, so no fooling, it's Doolin. Doolin, how are you?
Great. How you doing, Gruber?
Good. I want to ask you about a ruling by the Michigan Court of Appeals on my list of things here. Basically saying this lawsuit involving this woman that had a concealed carry permit in Detroit. She pulled a weapon, didn't fire. The weapon actually turned out to be unloaded that she had. And she got sentenced to 2 years in prison. You know, the Ra case. You know what I'm talking about, right? But then the Michigan Court of Appeals overturns the conviction, saying it's not right. But isn't it illegal under Michigan law to brandish a weapon? Now, I agree with their take on the case, because she brought her weapon out, and in the violent situation, the threat dissipated. And that's what you would have. I mean, police pull their guns, you know, to stop a situation from continuing. She did the same thing. But in Michigan, I'm confused about the law. Please help me.
Okay, sure. Yeah, we finally have a clear distinction between pointing a gun at someone, which scares them, and shooting them or shooting at them. And I would say, by the way, just a little public service announcement, no warning shots, please. They are generally interpreted as poor marksmanship.
Okay, go ahead.
It's a bad idea, right? Okay, so she pointed the gun, which was unloaded, but of course the person toward whom the gun is being pointed doesn't know whether it's loaded or not, right?
Right.
So the initial determination was that she was the same as if she had used deadly force as opposed to threatening deadly force, right? So that's
right.
The distinction now that we get from the Court of Appeals is there is a difference between pointing the gun and pulling the trigger.
Well, clearly there is, but isn't brandishing a weapon by definition illegal in Michigan?
Oh, yeah, but that's not a felony that'll get you sent to prison. That's a 93-day, don't quote me, it might be a 90-day, but I think it's a 93-day misdemeanor. And brandishing is to display the gun in a threatening manner without justification, right? So if you're threatening me with deadly force or great bodily harm and I point my gun at you, that's not brandishing. But if you're going about your business and I point my gun at you, that is brandishing.
Or you lift your shirt and show a gun in the waistband or however that happens, right?
Well, no. Inadvertent exposure or open carry is definitely not brandishing under the modern Michigan statute.
Okay, even if you do it to intimidate somebody? I mean, if you pull your show somebody your gun, you know, shut your mouth because here's my gun. I'm just trying to get it all clear.
Oh, sure. Yeah. If I display it in a threatening manner. Right. I'm sorry. I cut you off too soon. But if my shirt just kind of raises up because I reach for something on a high shelf at Meijer or the wind blows my jacket back, that's not brandishing.
Right. So if the wind blows your skirt up, you're all right. I got you.
Right. Exactly.
I got it, Doolin. I got that. Good to know. So did this woman spend time in prison? I don't know that part of the story.
I just read news reports. It wasn't my case, but I believe she actually did spend a little bit of time in prison. That's not uncommon when people win on appeal that they do that from prison.
I got it. So, but she's exonerated because, I mean, let's be honest, she didn't pull the gun wasn't even low. She didn't pull the trigger, and I'm glad they decided that way because, I mean, why would you it would be silly to have a situation where it'd be better if you pulled the trigger. That doesn't make sense to me.
Absolutely, right. Or it shouldn't be, at least it shouldn't be equal if you pull the trigger versus pointing the gun. You still can't point the gun without some justification, but apparently in her case, the Court of Appeals felt there was sufficient justification.
Right, great bodily harm and problems with their children. All right, so thanks. Check that off the list. Let me fast forward or return, come back around to James Comey, your hero, and ask you a little bit about, you know, what I say. James Comey.
The crooked cop, yeah.
you're here. All right, so he's doing a victory lap. I'm like, now wait a second. They said that he leaked. They said that he did it intentionally, that he broke the rules and policies and procedures and set a dangerous precedent for people at the FBI. This is the leader of the FBI. And he's doing a victory lap. Seems unusual to me. He wasn't indicted. Now, by that same standard, he should have been celebrating Donald Trump. But, of course, he was attacking Donald Trump after the Mueller report was released and said Trump, no evidence of a crime. The report on Comey was far more damning, I believe, than the Mueller report was for Trump, yes or no?
I agree. I've only heard trusted simplifications, summaries so far. I haven't actually read the thing. By all accounts, reading it's going to take some time and effort and lead to some frustration. But I listened to some summaries from a couple of trusted sources, and it looks like, he's a dirty cop who probably should be being prosecuted.
He's not the tallest Boy Scout, now is he?
No. And in fact, the question that keeps itching in my brain is, why did he do this? What's the personal benefit to him? What was he involved in that he's so afraid of Trump and Trump's team uncovering, other than this?
Well, it's clear. Well, obviously, it's pretty obvious on the 6th of January when he pulled Trump aside the first time they ever met and said, well, you know, Mr. President, we know about the prostitutes in Russia. The Steele dossier thing. He did it independently, specifically, so there could be a news story that went out on BuzzFeed, and then he ran back to his FBI vehicle with a secure link and a secure laptop and wrote his memo. Well, clearly he had something going on. He didn't go meet with the president privately for any other reason, it doesn't appear, because he went and ran and made this memo, right? I'll give you the last word.
Oh, no, that whole thing was orchestrated. What I'm wondering is, why was it so important to Jim Comey and some of these other folks in the deep state that Trump not expose whatever it is they were doing prior? I want to know what they were doing prior that they were so afraid of that they stuck their necks out to do this.
Well, I hope John Durham and Bill Barr remain just as curious as you are, because I want to know as well.
I do too.
Yeah, I mean, because Durham's report is coming, Bill Barr's report is coming, and let's remind everybody, this is only part of the Inspector General's report. There's more to his report. This is only one bit of it, and it makes you wonder, is there more damning evidence coming? I'll give you the last word real quick.
Well, and I want to know how it's connected to the death of Jeffrey Epstein. I'm not even kidding anymore at this point. I hate to sound like a conspiracy theorist, but I'm starting to think there is something to some of these theories.
Well, there you go. Enjoy the weekend. A good holiday weekend for you and your family, Dylan. Have a good one.
Thank you too, Gruber.
There you have a quick break. Tim Stout on the program after this. Approach for your health issues? Are you sick and tired of being tired and sick? Well, Wyckoff Wellness in East Lansing offers IV energy boost infusions, ozone infusions, ultraviolet blood irradiation, chelation, plus IV vitamin, mineral, and nutrient treatment. Buy a package of 5 infusions or treatments this month and save big with discount pricing. IV therapies can help improve energy, treat chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, autoimmune diseases, Lyme disease, cancer, and more. Find out more at WYCOFFwellness.com or call 517-333-7270. You never want to make that call to the insurance company. I know I don't, but when you have to, you have to. I'm Steve Gruber, and that's why I trust Mauer Foster Insurance. Just recently, I had to make that call. My truck got banged up, and it needed some work. I called Mauer Foster for answers. What a relief to deal with a team of professionals that knew exactly what I needed. It took one phone call, my repairs were in motion, and now I'm back on the road. So when anyone asks me, who do I trust for insurance? That's easy. Mauer Foster Insurance in Lansing.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. It's against my religion. I'm giving my dog a bath. You can have pictures of that. pressure gives me hives. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. Hold on, let me ask my mom. Sorry, my webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. Unfortunately, I just had my clothes surgically attached to my body. If they got out, I might never be president. I'm already naked, under my clothes. Not even if you were all three Jonas Brothers. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. The more you ask, the less I want to. You're not the boss of me. Nudity makes me vomit. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.